wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston Sports Radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Tyler. He's on the board today, and off we go. How are you guys doing today after the Rockets beat the Lakers' ass last night? Was that not totally, totally sweet?
I think that, were the Rockets favored?
I don't know, but Mario Ali tweeted out before the game, very winnable game tonight, guys. Let's go.
I mean, the Lakers stink.
They stink.
The Lakers stink. LeBron has basically just cashed it in for the season. Not necessarily. He played really well the other day, but I think he knows this is not going to be a season where the Lakers do anything. He knows it's not a winnable season. They did get to overtime, so the Rockets played really well in the first half. Jalen Green has had some games against the Lakers, by the way. When they play the Lakers, Jalen Green seems to be at his best. I know Roosh Williams had he had all the stats for Jalen. Yesterday he had 32 points, but I want to go back and look at what he's done against the Lakers. But you know, it's nice to beat a headline team, even if they're not playing like a headline team. And for the Rockets to, it's still technically in it for a chance to get to 28 wins, which is what people are really pulling for around this city. That would be an amazing turn of events. But, the Houston Rockets yesterday went into the game like they were the favorite, like they were supposed to win, and they played like it. And they actually played with good energy on sometimes defensively, but definitely on the offensive side of the ball. And Şengün, I'm really liking how they're using Şengün right now. They're starting to make him a bigger part of the offense, even when it doesn't manifest itself with a bunch of shots. They use that high screen at the top, and then they slide him down into a post from time to time. He's got the ability to hit from top of the key, which sometimes on reverse passes, he's an option there. It was fun to watch. I turned it on, and we were watching it with the kids. My son that really, really wanted to watch show, he's got work to do. He's got to get his stuff done because he has a test tomorrow.
How about working? Okay, let's get some schoolwork done.
Got to get your test done.
So there was one point in the game where LeBron goes underneath the basket and dishes to Russ, and Russ just misses a little chippy layup, and the Rockets are off, and LeBron just stood there and just walked up the court, and the Rockets, Eric Gordon drops a three on him, and the place goes crazy.
That's what you wanted.
But it's got to be. By the way, he's got Russ has $47 million player option next year. Do you think that Russ isn't going to pick up the player option?
I don't know. Does he want to stay there?
Well,
did anyone call him?
Okay, would you take the Heat and for 47 more million?
I don't know. I mean, depends. If I had $200 million in the bank,
47, and 47 is 47.
When I know that I'll die before I get to this money, it might be worth it. Saying, you know what? I'll go see if I can get a $10 million deal somewhere and get out of here.
Where?
Russ is extremely valuable. Do you see how many points and rebounds and assists he gets?
No, I don't. I don't see them.
You don't see the fantasy numbers? Oh, he still puts up numbers when he plays per minute. It has no impact on winning.
Dude, he's awful. There is no way
What nickname would you give
good
him?
Good luck giving
what
Russell.
What nickname would you call him?
I would call him, hey, Westbrick.
Oop.
He's not. I hope he's not talented anymore because he will come after me. I know he'll
right
come
now,
after me.
I'm making Westbrook's list.
Oh, making a list.
And there goes one, John Granato.
All right, bigger story.
He already said, if you call him Westbrook, it's on.
It's on. No,
because you're disrespecting his father.
I am. Well, and his
entire
legacy.
Family. His entire lineage.
He said legacy.
Lineage. His legacy, his lineage, his family tree has been disrespected. Now, yours, when they told you they were going to call you John Grant instead of Granato, did you tell them that you will not put up with their disrespect in Lafayette anymore and that they were disrespecting your Greek Nana and all that stuff?
That's not my Greek Nana.
Or whatever.
She was Yaya. Not Nana.
Exactly.
Right.
Did you tell them that it was going to be on the next time they called you John Grant, or did you just go with it?
I just went with it.
I think he needs to change.
I'm not going to bow up.
Change your name to Westbrook.
That's it, and it'll be perfect.
But leave the K off, and it'll just be Westbrook.
Oh,
so that's not Westbrook.
Well, how about with two C's?
That's good too. Yeah, but then you get it pronounced. You start pronouncing it Westbrook.
Westbrook.
So it's Westbrook. It's not Westbrook.
Right.
Like you don't put right, it on right, the brick. Right, like right. Take control of this
I wonder
thing.
How many times he was called Westbrook last night.
I actually wondered the exact
same
thing.
I wasn't there.
I think he would have had people kicked out.
No, you cannot.
He's a kick people out guy.
Oh no, I know he is a kick people
yeah.
out guy.
Well,
what
is.
If the whole crowd started going?
There's three
Westbrook.
Guys. Hold on. There's three guys who are kick people out guys. Do you know who they are?
LeBron, KD.
I haven't seen him kick anyone out. I've seen Carmelo get people kicked out. All Lakers, all banana boat guys. Russell Westbrook, Carmelo, and LeBron. Those are the three. Kick people out because they're crossing the lines by heckling us.
Well, what about Vernon? Vernon used to get people kicked out. Well, when he fought him in the stands.
Vernon Maxwell? Yeah, and I don't think the league wants that.
No, I'm pretty sure they don't anymore.
I don't think the league
biggest
wants
story
that.
Yesterday, Major League Baseball can't come to and 14 games or 2 weeks are lost now.
Well, it's a weird topic that was slowing things down yesterday.
Carson Wentz traded to the Commanders. Or the Rockets beat the snot out of the Lakers.
I'm going to say baseball canceling their opening day until April 14th at the earliest now.
Yeah.
That's
the biggest story?
Yeah, I think so. Baseball canceling two more
not
series?
Chris Ballard's wizardry?
No. I mean, not the Colts sending a bad quarterback to another team.
Okay, what were Carson Wentz's numbers last year?
His win-loss numbers?
No. No, well,
I don't know.
No, take a guess.
I mean, he had the best running back in the league, and he had a really good defense.
Take a wild guess. Like, how many yards did he throw for?
3,500.
Yep. And how many touchdowns?
Probably 22.
How many interceptions?
I don't know, like 11? Three for touchdowns?
3,500, 27-7.
How many of those were for touchdowns?
27 touchdowns.
He single-handedly lost the Titans
27
game.
Touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
So?
Well, no.
I mean, he single-handedly.
Those are really good numbers.
Remember the game against the Titans where he was in the end zone and threw it up in the air as high as he could?
Yeah, but he was making a play. He's trying to make a play.
They lost because of that.
He's making a play.
Okay, they lost because of that. They lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars because of him, and they lost to the Raiders because of him.
Then run the damn ball.
Three games.
How much of
they
this
They did
on,
run the ball. You can't run the ball 65 times.
Okay,
how it's about, not none of it's on Frank
wait
Reich.
Wait a minute,
that was a that guy.
What was the game where they didn't run Frank Reich for like 80 straight plays? Or Jonathan Taylor, rather, they didn't run him. Remember that game?
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
What are you doing?
No, they
Frank
had.
Reich?
Here's what the Colts season was. It was 3 fourth quarter losses where they should have won. One was the Ravens on Monday Night Football. One was. It was the Ravens.
It was the Bucks. Remember the Bucks game?
It was the Ravens, Titans, and Bucks, or three games.
Remember the Bucks game where he didn't run Jonathan Taylor for like two and a half quarters?
These are in early in the year. They start off 1-5. Then he went on a massive win streak, and then Carson Wentz threw a left-handed pass up in the air from his own end zone.
Sorry, he's a winner.
That's great. It was a touchdown the other way, and they lost because of it. They literally lost because of Carson Wentz. Then he played like the softest, tiniest child against Jacksonville. It was literally like a small child who was taking her first steps, walked out on the field and took a football and went, "Wee!"
You know what?
Every set was a...
Well, put some respect.
Why do you think why do you think the Colts decided after the season immediately he's out?
Well...
But you know why?
Because nobody wants to take the blame
over
there.
Because he was mentally
everybody
weak.
You couldn't
coach him hard. Okay. I'm being serious here. You couldn't coach him hard at all. He would do whatever he wanted, and he was. They thought said he was mentally weak, and they said, "We're just not. There's no reason to bring him back. We know failure is imminent.
Well,
and we're not going to do it." And I'm surprised Ballard got what he did for him.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Shocking that he got a third and another third that's going to turn into a second. That was shocking that he was able to unload that contract for that. And for Washington, what they're basically saying is, "All right, we got our bridge." I did a radio show in Washington. What do you think now, Lance? I guess quarterback's out. And I said, why is quarterback out? I said, this is a bridge quarterback. You got 1 year deal. You You're not married to this contract. Damn. You get out of, after the, after 1 year.
What are the,
it doesn't change anything. You've just got a bridge quarterback.
Okay, that turns into a second-round pick if you play 70% of the snaps.
So you put him on the bench halfway through the year.
I don't think he gets there. I don't think he gets there.
If the Colts would not have... If
Taylor
the Colts,
Heineke will be starting by week 10.
That's what I'm saying. If they're winning, they're going to face the same issue the Colts face, which is you're going to have to, like, oh, man, we're winning right now. This guy's not really playing that well, but he's the quarterback, and you'll get past the 70% mark. That's what happened with the Colts. If they would not have been winning, then they would have benched him and hung on to their first.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in hindsight, you probably would have rather done that, but you were playing to get to the playoffs. You were the most dangerous team in the AFC. I had somebody from the Titans and the Chiefs both tell me, man, we were so thankful that they got knocked out. No one wanted to see the Colts. So you had to keep playing that guy. But if you hadn't, you would have saved your first-round pick.
Yeah. No. But you had to keep playing.
So I look at Washington as, I think what you said is going to happen,
27-7. Thank you.
I think what you said is going to happen, too. Washington's going to bench. They'll bench him halfway through the year to make sure that they don't get to a second.
Yeah.
Round pick. It'll just stay 2/3.
Well, we'll see how they play. I mean, they got some talent on that in that roster too. Did you see Darius Leonard? Here we go again. 5 quarterbacks in 5 years. A little shot at Ballard, maybe.
Well, I mean,
I wish my guy Carson Wentz all the best.
Maybe they should talk to Andrew Luck. I mean, what do you want to do when Andrew Luck quits in the middle of his career? It's hard to overcome that because you can't. If you're a good team, you're never drafting high enough. And it's hard to overcome it. The first year they get in, Andrew's so hurt they can't even play him. They can't even play Andrew Luck the first year. He's so hurt they have to let him sit out the whole year when they get him from Ryan Grigson. The next year he plays, they get to the playoffs. The next year he quits. I don't think they saw that coming.
No.
So he quit, and then you're in a position where, like, well, what do we do now? This is where the Texans are now. You don't know. You draft a guy, and you hope that they're okay, and they drafted a guy. Instead of Davis Mills, they got the kid from Washington. They got who transferred from Georgia. I'm forgetting his name now. He went from Georgia. They drafted a guy in the second round. Wasn't a guy.
Easton.
Yeah. Jacob Easton. He wasn't a guy.
Yeah.
So they get Sam Ehlinger. They got a win-now team. This is what Pittsburgh now faces. You have a win-now team. So you're like, well, let's go with Rivers. Because you don't want to hit a reset.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh, I think we're thinking about Pittsburgh, the old Pittsburgh. They were the worst against the run last year in the league.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, they've got the defensive player of the year in a weird way.
But we're rooting for the uniforms now.
Well, T.J. Watt was the defense.
Yes.
Yeah, he was defense player of the year. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just felt like it was Aaron Donald.
He's like his brother. He just keeps running outside, and they just keep on running the ball past him.
Look at me, 20 sacks. Hey,
everybody. All right, 713-780-3776. You got any thoughts on this? There's plenty more to talk about here as we're just getting started on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How about your Rockets, people? Give us a call. A little Jalen Green with 30. What? In overtime, 10 points in overtime. How about this? Let's go. Let's give him some love, our club. If you watched, I don't know. I doubt
Jalen is averaging in 4 games 21.8 against the Lakers. He's shooting 53-3 from the field, including 43-3 from 3
point line.
He likes
playing LeBron.
He loves playing against the Lakers.
713 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about Chastang Ford. And if you're looking for a Ford car or truck, there's one dealership in the city to go to, and that's Chastang Ford. And not only that, they got pre-owned vehicles on the lot, so you can buy a pre-owned vehicle there. If you got to have something right away, that's fine. They've got it there, and they're going to give you a great deal on it. And they're certified vehicles, which they'll explain that to you, what certified means. But if you're looking for that Ford car or truck, you want to customize it the way that you want it, but you also want the same rebates, you also want the same great financing, you still want all of the stuff that you used to get at the other dealerships. They're not giving you this. They're not giving you 0% financing. They're not giving you nothing down. They're not giving you no payments for 90 days. They're doing this at Chastang Ford because Chastang Ford is still doing it the right way, doing it for you as opposed to for them. Okay, they're never going to add on. They're never going to mark up. Other dealerships are marking up their vehicles from sticker price like $5,000 and $10,000. Oh, it's so tough to get them. Sorry, but that's what it is now. Nope. Not a Chastang Ford. They ain't marking up. They ain't adding on. And they're giving you great, great deals that they still are giving that they were giving before that no one else has given. So you're looking for that Ford car or truck, go to ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Go see my peeps at Chastain Ford.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
This lockout is going so... I mean, there are so many differing opinions on everything that is going on here. You know, talking about the crappy deal that the players signed, and now they're just trying to get back, scrapping back to get back to where they should be on this deal. And then there was the article in Fort Worth how the Astros and Jim Crane are responsible for this lockout and for this stalemate because Jim Crane wants to see the system overhauled on how everything is done. And so it's Jim Crane's fault, and you know, and we're talking about.
Did you see the latest thing they're arguing?
Greedy, but billionaires. Yeah, what?
International draft.
Yeah,
is
right.
Sticking
well,
point now.
International draft
is a sticking point. It's what came up yesterday.
I know
that they can't get any movement. The league wants a draft, which you know what? I am for a draft. I think it's better than letting the top. The teams with the biggest payrolls get the best international
that's
players?
That's not the way it happens, though.
Well,
you can only sign so many international players, and you have a pool.
But you have the advantage when you have the money to also set up shop, like the Astros did years ago. You can set up shop
waited. When everybody else spent all their money, they had a big pool left, and they went out and got really good players.
But it's not necessarily a fair imbalanced system.
Well, do your job better. If you're a GM, do your job better.
But if you don't have revenue also, you're not going to be able to sign them. They're expensive players. You've seen how much the best players go for?
Oh, yeah.
They're super expensive. You can't even be in the ballpark. So, you know, having a draft, I think, would I don't think that's a big deal. Or at least be able to draft a certain amount of players or whatever. I don't know. But for that to be one of the sticking points, international draft
versus
free agency.
That's difficult, though, because a lot of times, and especially in Japan, you got to buy the player. Okay,
that's so what I say,
if I draft him, I can't draft. But here's the problem: I can't draft him because I can't afford him.
Gets assignability.
So the big market teams are still going to win out.
Then let it be just like with the draft, the Major League Baseball draft, where assignability, then you don't draft them.
Well,
you don't
think you can the Kansas Cities and the Oaklands can't vie for any of the Japanese pitchers because they can't afford
them.
Well,
you can probably vie for some of them. They're not all going for $120 million.
No, but the best ones are still going to go to the best teams.
But what's so bad about, you know what, maybe you allocate your money.
But this way, everybody only has so much in the pool, and you spend it, and if you spend it, you can't get another international player.
Right, but it gives you a chance to get in with guys that maybe previously you couldn't because you don't spend that. You don't have to spend to go overseas.
This is why, if you have two different perspectives on looking at it, that it's a problem. This is a real problem. And even within Major League Baseball, look at we had David Sampson on, CBS MLB analyst David Sampson, was on with the afternoon guys yesterday. And he had a pretty good bite about, he said, listen, this isn't just about players versus owners. This is about small market and big market too. Here's David Sampson talking about how he would vote no on this deal if he was in a smaller market.
Oh, I promise you, as president of the Marlins for 16 years, the deal that's currently on the table is the deal that I would vote no. Because the minimums are too high. It's costing extra money in payroll without really getting better as a team. You're just paying players more. Then you've got the pre-arb pool. So now I'm paying my younger players even more than I would have expected to. And then the CBT is so high that there's payroll disparity that's going to exist. So I'm chasing down the Mets and the Phillies in the division that I'm in, and there's not a big enough penalty. But the fact is that Rob Manfred, the commissioner, has found a way to get 23 votes to make that offer that is currently on the table. You need 23 votes by the owners to have a deal. So as a small revenue team, this is a big, big win for the players. And as a large revenue team, frankly, they're spending up to the competitive balance tax anyway. So it lets them spend another $10 million with the tax level at 230.
So it's not only a war between the players, and it's always been this way. It's always been big market versus small market and everything. But the owners got the 23 votes, but narrowly got it. So this is, I have a feeling this is, I thought this was going to be, goodness gracious, it's just about money. Just figure it out, guys. But there are so many differing opinions on all of this. There's one thing that came out of that interview yesterday that was kind of interesting. And if you want to know the truth, I've got a little insight into this because I know someone who knows Carlos really, really well. And that's Scott Boras. Scott Boras, you know, as much as you might hate him, we might really like him in Houston because there's a possibility that Scott Boras is going to push Carlos to re-sign with the Astros.
When it happens, then I'll like
Scott
Boras.
Well, but there's a possibility. So at least there's a possibility. Here's David Sampson on Carlos possibly re-signing with the Astros.
It depends. Will the Astros offer him $1 more than any other team? Because if they do, then Correa will be back. You only hire Scott Boras for one reason. You don't hire him because you want to play for a specific team or be in a specific organization or because you have any loyalty. You hire Scott Boras to extract the last dollar from the most desperate owner, no matter where. So obviously Carlos doesn't care what state he plays in for what team he plays in, doesn't care whether he wins a game or loses a game. And you know what? Good for him. If he has the right to make that amount of money, I don't blame him at all. But just make sure that he doesn't sell you a bill of goods, that this is all about loyalty or all about finding the right situation to win more rings. It's all about getting the last dollar.
Well, but it was.
Wow.
It is true.
David Sampson just laid out Carlos and Scott Boras. You get him for one reason, to extract the last dollar out of the most desperate owner.
Yeah.
That's what you hire him for.
Well,
like,
did you do
wow.
Did,
it doesn't. Carlos doesn't care about winning games. Or whatever, he just
well, he's
cares
speaking
about
for Carlos,
money.
And that's not true. That
I'm
is
just
not
saying
true.
He laid
no,
Carlos
no, no, no.
out there.
Now, all things being equal, and oh, by the way, extracting the last dollar, go ahead and make $4 million, make the $30 million in L.A. or make $30 million here. Guess where you get more. So it's not just, $30 million versus $30 million. It's what are the tax ramifications and everything else for it. And oh, by the way, in all things being equal, he would rather be here as opposed to playing for the Tigers or the Cubs because they're going to suck.
There's a chance the Astros, we saw what the Astros offer was previously. It's not even in a ballpark. There's a chance that the Astros are not even going to be competitive.
Yeah, there is a chance. There is a chance. There's also a chance that you make a big two-year offer.
Yep.
You never know. You make a big two-year offer. And Carlos hits free agency again at 29.
What you can hope, this is all you can hope for, is that teams look at Carlos as an injury risk and they refuse to give him a long-term deal.
Yeah.
And I just think that's still a huge long shot that somebody, that one desperate team is not going to reach out and say, let's just do it. Let's just take our chance and let's be relative for 6 years and we'll care about the rest later.
Yeah. No, I agree. Major League Baseball's owners are so stupid. This is why the collective bargaining agreement is so important to the owners, is because they have to protect themselves from themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're a bunch of idiots.
That's what basketball did.
Yeah.
Years ago with their collective bargaining agreement that they frankly been able to live with. It's capped, but not really. Is it really capped when you're making 40 and 50 million? You're not really capped. So it has pieces of a salary cap foundation, but the high end is so high the players agreed to it, so you can still do that. So I don't know, it'll be interesting to see. This has already gone longer than I think we anticipated. They're now missing for sure 2 weeks of baseball, and they're canceled. We're now four series have been canceled, and they're far apart on multiple issues. I don't think this gets resolved in April. I mean, by an April start. I think the best they can hope for is a May start, because they're not really, we're not hearing about this great movement right now.
No, there's no movement. No, no. It sucks. Oh, well, are we going to talk about the freaking collective bargaining agreement
that's what
all
we have.
Summer? All summer? Are we really going to do that as opposed to watching
we're hoping to get this done.
To watching Jeremy Pena win Rookie of the Year? Is that what we're going to do?
We're hoping to get it done.
That's what we're going to do. I want to watch Jeremy Pena win Rookie of the Year. By the way, let's put some on him. By the way, how about the Broncos going down when they got? Did you put anything on them at 25?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
Not allowed to.
Oh, that's right. You can't.
Nor would I, though.
No.
They're not a Russell Wilson away. People think, I mean, it gives them a much more viable chance, but I'm waiting to see that old Russell Wilson. I'm still not sure that guy exists that much anymore. It's just 2 straight years, or it's a year and a half where I have not seen old Russell Wilson.
Well, 2 years ago, he was midway through the season, he was an MVP candidate.
He was an MVP front runner, and then he was terrible.
Yeah, then he fizzled.
I'm like, how did he get so terrible after being so dominant?
Yeah.
Russell was unbelievable. If you look at his numbers, you think he had an incredible year. He had an incredible half year.
Right. Like Carson Wentz. If you look at his numbers, I think.
You know who had a better number than him?
3,500, 27-7.
Now do Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins was great.
If you looked at stats, you would think, if you listen to narratives.
What's the matter with Kirk Cousins? He's a great
quarterback. Kirk Cousins is incredible when you look at stats.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, according to stats. That's why you find out the stats can lie to you.
What are you talking about,
Seth? Because there's nobody who thinks Kirk Cousins can ever win a big game. And when you go look at his stats, you're blown away.
4,200 yards, 33 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions.
Yeah.
He's great.
You said you wouldn't take him, though, if you were
I don't want to.
Why would you not want 33 and 7?
7-28, because I got Davis Mills, the best rookie out there.
Now do Davis Mills.
16-10.
That's right.
20.
What was the Texans score against Dallas? I can't even remember now. Is it?
No, 19-10.
19-10, yeah.
19-10.
Felt like 16-10.
It did. It kind of did. All right, 713-780-3776, the number to get in to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. You're more than welcome. Come on. I want to hear one Rockets call. I want somebody to go, hey, I enjoyed watching that game. Well, maybe we got a future. Jalen Green showing up. Look at us. Look at LeBron. And how disappointed he was. I really enjoyed that. Something. Bring something today. 713-780-3776.
A former Houston Rocket player is making waves again on social media and international issues. A former Rockets player. And it's time for us to tell you about that when we come back. Right now, I'm going to tell you about one of the most... refreshing is not the word. One of the most satisfying... one of the most satisfying tequilas you can possibly have is Maestro Nobel. And I mean that because, and I say that and I mean that because they have so many different types of tequilas. I don't know if there's any other place on the market that offers a Reposado, an Añejo Extra, a Silver, a Smoked Silver, and in two different forms of Cristalinos. And Cristalinos are your charcoal filtered versions of the tequilas, and it's a blend of tequilas. It's amazing what they're doing, and 11 generations of tequila makers using 100% blue agave is going to create a difference that you can truly taste, whether it's in a cocktail, whether it's in a margarita, whether it's just in a sipping tequila that you are drinking room temperature or chilled. You are going to find an excellent option with Maestro Nobel. Make sure wherever fine liquors are sold or even at your local restaurants that you ask for Maestro Nobel when you want to experience the very best in tequilas.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, I teased this before. A former Rocket is making waves with some very strong political commentary. Who would that do? Of all the years of Rockets, who do you think is the guy that's most likely to make
Charles Barkley?
It's a good guess, but no. I tell you what, if Russia is terrible, the way Russia treats Ukraine is a very, very disastrous, terrible situation. I feel like it's very similar when Shaq came in here. The very first time he came in and took over with me and Kenny had going with Ernie, it was a great situation. He came across the border, invaded the show, and now he's occupied us for going on 10 to 12 years. It's the same type of tyranny that Shaq has put on us. No.
Not Charles.
Did you hear the story about Shaq pooping in a bucket and keeping it?
Okay, so I wouldn't click that. Thanks for telling me now. Who was it? Gary Payton? No. Was it Payton that told the story? I saw Payton tells disgusting story about prank of Charles Barkley. I said, I'm not going to.
Well, you thought it was going to be Wood?
No, I just said, oh. I'm not going to click. Well, no, you always have to be worried about right. that. But no one sent that to me okay. from a text string that is known for that. So I thought it was a real story.
Oh.
No, if Lauren had sent that, I would have thought, okay, yeah. I know it's on the other side of this click.
Right. No. And he poops in a bucket,
I know
keeps
this
it.
This guy's going to be sitting there.
Yeah. Wood. He poops in a bucket, and then when rookies are going to the bathroom in the stall, he throws the poop over the stall.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's
Why
the story.
Why did you say that for News of the Weird?
That was in News of the Weird last week when you weren't here.
Oh.
It was. It's the most disgusting thing. Shaq, there are pranks, and then there's
That's
that.
Not a prank.
That's not a prank.
That's terrorism.
That is.
You can't do that.
That's turning over a porta potty on something. Oh.
No, it's not Charles. It's not Shaq.
Who is this person?
I think the most controversial former Rocket,
Vernon
probably
Maxwell.
Of all time. Well, especially as it pertains to issues of freedom.
Ron Artest.
No. Ennis Cantor Freedom.
Oh.
Former Rocket.
He was here for like a minute, and then they waived him.
Yeah, but he's a former Rocket.
No, he's really not. He never played a.
The transactions that called him a Rocket.
Well, he was for
former Houston Rocket, Ennis Freedom, formerly known as Ennis Cantor, now known as Ennis Freedom. He noted that he thought it was interesting. How old do you think he is, by the way?
Ennis Cantor?
Yeah.
32.
Seems like he's been around a while, right?
Yeah.
29.
Oh.
Feels like he's close to 40.
Right. Well,
he's been around
plays
forever.
Like he is.
Yeah.
He doesn't get on the court anymore.
Well, his former team,
he's
the Celtics.
29?
Yeah.
Wow.
His former team, the Celtics, he had some comments about him. The Celtics coaches recently decided to wear blue and yellow pins to honor Ukraine. Because, you know, they believe in the Ukrainian spirit and their freedom to live free. Mm-hmm. And their ability to live free as a sovereign entity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Celtics coaches are making a bold stance. They're saying, look, we believe in Ukraine's ability to stand up and be a sovereign nation and not have someone imposing their will on you through violence and through other forms and means. And so good for the Celtics coaches, except for the fact that Ennis Freedom said, he tweeted, hypocrites. I see Celtics coaching staff wearing Ukrainian flag pins, which I support. What about Syria, Afghanistan, Uyghurs, Hong Kong, Tibet, Taiwan? Why is it okay to speak up about human rights violations there, but not in other countries? Is there not much profit from Russia? In a follow-up tweet, he referenced the decision to wear shoes in 2021 that showed support for Taiwan, claiming that the Celtics, quote-unquote, begged him to remove them. How is it fair when I wore shoes to bring awareness about human rights violations around the world? Celtics begged me to remove them and threatened to ban me. Celtics now wear Ukrainian flag pins. Who chooses whose lives are more important? Freedom was traded by Boston to Houston on February 10th. And then it says,
Several
days later,
Ennis
the Rockets
Freedom.
Decided to cut him,
right.
is what they said. But he is a former Rocket. And then Brad Stevens, who is now, what's his official role? Is he president of the, president, I believe, of the Celtics, now former head coach. After the recent decision by Celtics, okay, so Brad Stevens, basically, Mark Murphy of Boston Herald spoke with Celtics president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens, about it, and he offered a different version of events. According to Stevens, the issue with Freedom Shoes at the time was specific to a possible NBA uniforms violation. That's all that was. It wasn't about Taiwan and freedom and causing another fuss with another country that might result in several millions of dollars being sucked out of the NBA economy. He said, here's exactly what happened. I was actually at home. And when he decided to wear the sneakers, there was some concern. And I didn't even know until the end of the first quarter that there was a potential uniform or dress code violation. I don't know what was said. I can't imagine that phrasing was said. But the question to me was, what to do about Ennis's shoes? I said, I think that he's fine. And let me double check with the NBA to see if there's any uniform violation. Double checked, fine.
and he wore those the rest of the game, and he wore whatever he wanted the rest of the year. It's interesting because I feel really good that we truly sat here and supported him and his right to express himself and his freedom of speech. I ain't even told him the next day that, you know, I've always done that. So one of them is not being honest here. I don't know which one it is. What we do know is that the NBA, you cannot say anything about China. You need better education. Now, if you educate yourself properly, you won't say anything about China if you're educated.
Well, thank you, LeBron.
LeBron told Daryl, shut up and get educated.
Yeah, he needs to educate himself
so
on China.
So you're not allowed. You don't just say shut up and dribble to LeBron, but you do say shut up and get educated to a general manager with a degree from MIT.
Right.
So those are, that's the rules.
But LeBron.
That's the hypocrisy.
But LeBron went to Akron High.
Of it all. I don't care where he went. The being told not to shut up and dribble, which is fine, by the way. I don't have a problem with LeBron saying, I should be able to have a voice. I don't have any problem with that. But don't be a hypocrite and tell Daryl Morey he can't have a voice.
Right.
We all know it's just because you don't want.
No.
You and the NBA don't want millions. But what Daryl
Morey. Because Space Jam 2 was going to be released in China.
But, you know.
What a wonderful, wonderful film, too.
Innis Freedom has
well
a point.
Received by
He's
everyone.
Making a pretty good point. It's best that the NBA sit this out, the Ukraine thing out. Don't try to get in and gravy train the Ukraine thing. If you can't make a comment about Hong Kong and what they face against China, you can't just jump in on Ukraine. Like, you look really bad.
Yep.
I mean, you really do. Sorry, Celtics coaches. And I don't know what happened there behind us. But anybody with the NBA, we know, after what took place with LeBron's comments to Daryl Morey, with Tillman's comments, with the league's comments, with Adam Silver, you really can't jump in on a Ukraine thing and try to gravy train that. Just don't do it.
No.
You know, we know you're for Ukraine against Russia. We know it. You don't have to wear pins and try to grandstand. You can't do it when you've already taken such a massive L with China. You just can't do it. So don't try to wear a pin and say, look at us. Look at our pins.
Really, a league and sports can't be they can't be hypocritical.
Yeah. I know what you're going to say.
Oh,
and you raise a very terrible point.
Yeah, it's
no one cares about the NFL completely backtracking on the kneeling thing. What we're here to talk about is the NBA, and we're here to talk about the Celtics in particular. But it really is something where, like, did you guys see our pins? Did you happen to notice our pins?
You know what? All of sports, needs to stay out of politics. Your entertainment need to hear you.
Shut up and John's giving you a shut up and
shut
dribble.
Up and dribble. That's exactly right. Don't need to hear your point of view on anything. Just because you're rich and famous.
Well, the problem is, and that's the hypocrisy. If you say you want that ability to speak, then you can't tell other people. You can't tell other people to shut up.
I have a voice.
Yeah, you can't tell other people to shut up because you think it will affect your box office stuff. It's just you see how hypocritical. Like, I'm sure LeBron would admit, yeah, it's hypocritical. I'm doing it.
Well, let's make it across the board. We're not going to make any political statements at all. Period.
That's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
You will you will pick and choose and that's his point.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and yes, the NBA and the Celtics are picking and choosing which points they want to make. And so, it's hypocritical and it's all based on money. Russia's not a big player here when it comes to but you see other countries out there saying we don't like what Russia's doing, but we're going to hold off on not importing their oil because it's going to kick our ass.
Like
Snacks was all pissed off. He goes, you see how many people are going to have to be paying crazy prices now for oil? We just shouldn't even do this because the prices are going to be so high. And I'm like, Snacks, it's more than just, it's going to be inconvenient, but you have certain, you know, when you impose sanctions, you're trying to hurt them economically and blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to explain it to you. Yeah, and all you're really hurting is yourself when you're filling up your gas. Okay.
I'm not sure
you have a real nuanced approach, kid who has no job. I'm not sure you have skin in the game. But my conversations at the house, let's see, yesterday, 2 days ago, it was about physical violence against women from the NBA versus the gambling penalty. I'm like, man, this is getting heavy in the house. We're talking about Russian sanctions and the penalties that the NFL imposes against for different issues around the league. Like, this is
I don't like these conversations. This is getting tough.
Yeah. Well,
no. Daughter keeps political. Asking the tough cast questions.
Well, you're going to have that with Madi no matter what.
Yeah.
743 ESPN.
Oh, you know, you love this. We're at the table yesterday. Oh, you know what? Nicole, if you're listening right now on the way to school, I need you to turn the radio off immediately. Okay? Just turn the radio off or you deal with the consequences. I just told you.
All right.
Okay. So she goes, Madi goes, oh, guess what mom told me? Guess what? She told the whole table this. Mom actually had alcohol before she was 21 one time. I said, "When? What happened, Monty?" And she goes, one time, just one time, mom was at Paul's house. He had a party, and mom had alcohol before she was 21. It only happened one time, but just... I said, well, that one time, I hope she learned her lesson. She got really sick, and I bet she learned her lesson that one time. I bet she didn't try to sneak any more wine coolers after that.
Yeah, no more.
Ha! You learned your lesson that one time.
No more Mad Dog 2020.
That one time you learned your lesson, even though she skipped like school 37 times her senior year. But, well, you know, that one time.
And she still got into Texas?
Yeah, graduated in 3 years and got a law degree.
Wow.
Yeah, she's smart.
Oh.
She does her work.
And an alcoholic.
She's a grinder. She does.
And she was an alcoholic kid.
No, just one time.
Oh, just one time.
One time before she. Before she was 21. She told all of us that, and I'm like, you just.
You have no idea about your mother.
I feel like Brad Stevens is not giving you the full story.
745 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5.
One time.
What about, you know what? She was probably drinking some Maestro Dobel.
No. Well, she was, and she was probably getting her siding and windows done. Yes. I was probably drinking. Oh, my wife. Yeah, I don't think Maestro Dobel was out then, but if she had been, she would have definitely that one time before she was 21, and then Maestro Dobel would have said, no, you can't, because you have to be 21 to even enter our website. That's what they would have said. Now, if you are looking for windows, you can, I suppose you can look at windows and siding if you'd like at a younger age. If you're really into that kind of thing, you could go to Allstate's website, allstatewindowsandsiding.com. That's the website you go to. I can tell you that most people who have original windows, they're going to be cheap aluminum windows. They really don't do a very good job of holding out the cool air or the warm air, the dust. When you have leaky windows, it's a major, major problem. The windows from Allstate are made in Texas, and they're very energy efficient, and they're built for Texas tough weather like the rain, the wind. And it's going to lower your energy bill with windows and siding from Allstate Windows and Siding. But you also get great hookups right now. If you call 832-204-1936, that's 832-204-1936, you can get an appointment for your free window inspection and get 25% off your windows and for a limited time, no interest for up to 36 months. So you basically get your windows now and you pay for it over the next 3 years with no interest when you mention ESPN. For the best rate, call Allstate. Windows and siding, military, senior citizen, and cash discounts are available. AllstateWindowsandSiding.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. A couple of knuckleheads, if you ask me.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Alexandra Davis is in the news. She is 25 years old, and she has filed a lawsuit alleging that Jerry Jones, the Dallas Cowboys owner, paid her mother hundreds of thousands of dollars in 1996 to conceal that he was the girl's biological father, a secret that the lawsuit says she has carried her entire life. At the age of one, the girl was bound to secrecy by a confidentiality agreement signed by her mother. How can a kid, a one-year-old, be bound to a confidentiality agreement?
That's what she's telling you.
Yeah.
That's why she's saying she can't be.
So apparently,
I would assume.
Jones paid the woman $375,000 in exchange for confidentiality. And he had an Arkansas friend and lawyer named Donald Jack set up two trusts for the girl linked to her and her mother, keeping Jones' paternity a secret, according to the lawsuit. her mother was Cynthia Davis Spencer. She was working at the American Airlines ticket counter, and little Jerry's he's a player. He got the ticket counter girl. I like it.
So you want to know where I'm going? Where are you going? Anywhere you're sending me. Goodness, Mr. Jones. Say, why don't you hop on the other side of this counter and find out where life's going to take you?
Mm.
Okay. Guys, can somebody pick up my shift? I'm going to go with Jerry Jones. Let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can have a little fun.
Well, you've seen Jerry in bathrooms with women. Maybe they just went to the bathroom together. I don't know.
I've seen pictures.
Plaintiff has had to endure the endless public profiles of her father and siblings while forced to remain secret to everyone. And that's all she got was 375 large. That's it? I mean, you're Jerry Jones' kid, and that's all you get is 375,000?
Well, you would think that you... Well, would that equal what, like... Would that equal what... Like, I can't... Would that equal what the child support would be? Or is it like when you take a payout when you win a lottery and you say, well, I don't want the whole thing. I'll take it all now.
375,000 for the owner of the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, what is... I don't know.
That's not a payout. That's not a lottery payout.
No. Yes, it is. If you take the whole thing over 18 years...
No, you sue him.
You get this. No. Over 17 years, 18 years, but...
It's going to be way more.
Would you like one lump sum?
No.
It's going to be for less.
375.
She took the lump sum. She took the cash value option.
That's why she was behind the counter.
The ticket said cash value option.
That's why she was behind the counter. Instead of flying the plane.
I got a question for you. How good are you at math? I'm not great. I'm good at changing things. Okay, you're not good at math.
Those ones... Every time you,
like on TV, everything is.
What movie was that? Remember what movie was that? That it was, she kept doing it. She was behind the counter. I mean, they have to click so many buttons at the airport counter. It's unbelievable.
Okay. You feel like they've got all this information here, and it looks. Remember, that's what it used to be, where you could just change flights whenever. So I'm watching the end of Virginia Tech Clemson, which had, you know, it's a great ending. They went to overtime and buzzer beater for Clemson hit a buzzer beater, but it was VTech. Yeah. VTech hit the buzzer beater. Yeah. So I've got that pause, and then Fi Slama Jama is on, the 30 for 30 by Chip Reeves, and so I'm like, well, let me watch that again, and I get to the part where it's Olajuwon, and he had Olajuwon. They tell the story that Olajuwon had four tickets, and one was to St. John's, one was to New York, so he gets there. And the door opens. And there's no one to meet him. The door opens. He's like, oh.
No.
So he sees a Nigerian baggage guy. And he's like, which one of these? So he had three other tickets. This is back in the day where you could just have a bunch of tickets. And he's like, which one of these tickets is most like home? Lagos, Nigeria. So he looked at it. It was Louisville, Kentucky. I can't remember the other school. And Houston. And the guy said Houston. So he goes, so I went to the counter and just flew to Houston. Like, he just went there, changed a flight. Just let me just do this, and I'm just going to change this. No problem.
Well, but how about
no
every
change
team,
fees or anything?
Well,
like
how about
that.
This?
No one was there in Houston.
Every team sent them up an open-ended plane ticket to their university.
Like, things are way different now. Oh, you can just I just want to change this flight. Yeah, get me on something.
Well,
no
now,
problem. You want smoking or non-smoking, Mr. Olajuwon?
No. Now, Dusty Stanfield would be on a plane to Lagos and fly back with him. That's what would happen now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Now it would be somebody would be making the trip. Dream just came over.
Yeah.
That's before it was a really big deal. Now, an interesting story here from the city of Houston that I'm going to give you guys some just real quick history that you should know. HBU was at the forefront of bringing Nigeria. Bruno Congoan, Freddie Gapuro. I remember Tommy Jones was over there. HBU, who beat, they were a tip-in away, a Leonard Mitchell tip-in away from beating LSU. Little old HBU, they were a factor. They went to the tournament, and they were getting African players in the 80s, like before anyone else. And then Dream came, but you know, Dream was a guy that Chris Pond sent over, but that was just crazy to me that he had, well, here's my tickets. Where should I go? I've got all these tickets.
Yeah.
Lots of tickets. I can just switch my times. There's no, do you have set times? No, just it's a ticket. I just get on whenever I want. Like, what is this? Willy Wonka? This is a golden ticket. You can just get on a plane wherever you want.
It's an open-ended ticket wherever
you
want.
So he just said, okay, I went to the counter and they did this. Click, 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 click. okay, we got your seat, Mr. Olajuwon. Is anyone going to meet you at Houston? No.
No.
And so they said that's they had why, Eric Davis and Michael Young went to meet him, and Guy Lewis said if he's 6'7", send him back. And Eric Davis goes, oh, he's only 7 feet. He's legit. He was about 170 pounds, but let's keep him, coach. So that was how the story went.
Wow. Yeah, it's so different.
I mean, no, cold. It was a Nigerian guy saying,
you can get a
7-footer
from Nigeria with his footwork. And there would have been three guys from University of Houston on that plane with him, making sure that nobody from Louisville or from New York, from St. John's could talk to him.
Here's where we've been. Number one, he would have never been in Lagos. He would have come over when he was 14 years old. Do you know how many players I wrote up who are Nigerian? Three different Nigerian players. One is Jesse Luketa from Penn State. He was in Manitoba, Canada, and he came over. His mom sent him over to be either a soccer player or basketball player.
David Ajabu.
Being a football player. David Ajabu was it Scotland? Yeah, he's in Scotland via Nigeria. He came over to be a basketball player. Like Nigerian families, Jason Owe, that happened with him. They just send their kids over. Icky's parents, I think, are here.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're here. Yeah, because he was, like, doing plays. He does musicals and plays in high school. Yeah, he's done like 3 or 4.
Oh, I don't want him on my team.
Oh, you need to watch. He is a killer. He hates people. He has hate in his heart. He's nice and friendly. Like, probably the nicest guy off the... Hey, you guys want to do a musical? Great. What musical are you going to do on a field? I don't know. Like, does Dexter have a musical? Because I want to play like Dexter. I have a lot of issues built up and hate. Probably from people like you picking on him when he was doing Lion King and stuff like that. Oh, I just can't wait. Look at you now and watch you on our football team. What he does. He goes and tries to murder on the field. He tries to legally murder somebody in a play. You would?
No, I don't make fun of anybody in a play.
Wait until after the play's over.
How old was Jerry Jones when he had this child?
Oh, 50-something?
54.
Yeah.
Jerry was getting it. In 1996.
I don't like when you say Jerry was getting it.
Jerry was getting it in 1996.
Didn't sit well with
54
me.
With airline counter women. And
you got a problem with this?
No.
That feels like something you would big up him about.
And listen, I got respect for Jerry. 37. Hey, darling. Here's 375. Here.
Nicole, turn the radio back off real quick.
Hey, darling. Here's $375,000. We good? You're never going to talk about this again?
Well, this is I got a
whole family back in Dallas.
Man, this is a lot of money.
I don't need this heat.
Okay? What say you and I just keep this quiet for what's in this envelope?
How did it come to $375,000, by the way? What happened to $400,000 or $500,000? How did we come to $375,000?
Well, there's clearly an actual number that was worked out.
I know.
Let's get my old calculator out here.
Over 25 years.
You know the old calculators they used to use also? You go.
So
minus 10,000 plus 200,000 minus 120 for incidentals. Here you go. 375.
375,000. You have to pay her off through 18 years.
Oh, my God.
She got $20,833 a year. So in child support for a billionaire, dude, she
at
got
that time the Cowboys
she
weren't
got
big,
so
though.
Ripped off.
No, but at that time the Cowboys weren't even a big deal.
96,
I'm kidding.
96, he had three titles. Well, he was actually a good owner.
But
that was back when he was a good owner.
But actually, they weren't worth. I don't even know that he wasn't a billionaire back then. But well, they weren't worth a billion back then. But yeah, point. Okay, so how much per year?
20,000. Are you kidding
Seems
me?
Seems like a lot. Wow. $20,000 a year.
Man.
And I let you keep working at the counter.
She would have had
You're
to.
You're basically double dipping.
She would have had to. It's 8 o'clock ESPN.
Is that really what it comes out to?
That's what it comes out to.
20
18
geez,
years, 375, 20,000
a year. And John thought I wasn't a good owner.
Crap. What a ripoff. I'd sue his ass, too.
Wow.
All right, Jamie, on the other side, we'll get you in here. 713-780-3776 if you want to talk. Right now, though, I'm talking about my bookie.
Oh, huge! Oh, by the way, gosh. Huge Texans news. One of our own. We lost one of our own.
No, we did.
Yep.
Okay.
Catman came for a big time Texan, and we'll tell you who that was.
All right. On the other side, we will do that. But right now, I'm talking about mybookie.ag promo code bet975. And listen, It's bracket madness. This is always happening, but it's unbelievable what they're doing right now. If you're looking for the best way to get into it is unbelievable what they're doing. You can win $100,000 in prizes. You can win a Doodle NFT, which is valued over $50,000. You can win a Bitcoin, and it's absolutely free. Now, you got to make a deposit. At MyBookie, use promo code BET975 for your first deposit. You get a free entry into the My Bracket contest. And then you make your picks. And if your picks come out, guess what? A Bitcoin, a Doodle NFT, and over $100,000 more in cash prizes. Whether you're filling out brackets, betting a national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. But right now, you got a chance to win big, big, big. And it's absolutely free with the MyBookie, MyBracket. MyBookie, promo code BET975.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.